Good morning, Synod. We now move to item 11 on the order paper, the appointment of Mr. Mark Sheard as a member of the Archbishop's Council. I invite the Archbishop of York to speak to this item. He may speak for up to 10 minutes, and I direct you to the paper GS 2053. Thank you, Archbishop.
Thank you, Chair, members of Synod. For the benefit of new members, the Archbishop's Council was established by the National Institutions Measure 1998. I'm sure you all have a well-thumbed copy of it by your bed, and if not, why not? When the Synod was debating that legislation, it agreed that 10 of the 19 places on the Council should be filled through various synodical elections. Three, the Archbishops and one of the Estates Commissioners should be ex-official members, and six should be for the archbishops to appoint with the approval of the synod. Why with the approval of the synod? Because these six appointed members become ex-official members of the synod, so it doesn't seem unreasonable that the synod should have the opportunity to approve their appointment. I may be tempting providence, but fortunately for the Archbishop Canterbury and I, the synod has never refused to do so. 18 individuals have served in these six appointed roles since 1999, each of them bringing distinctive skills and experience to enrich the diversity of the Council. The five present appointed members are Mary Chapman, Matthew Frost, Roslyn Murphy, John Spence, and Rebecca Slater Nee Swinson. The current vacancy arises from retirement of Philip Fletcher after serving for the maximum 10 years as a member of the Council, and for the last 5 years in the extremely busy role of the Chair of the Council's Mission and Public Affairs Council. GS 2053 sets out the recruitment process we have followed. It is worth noting that we were not simply recruiting someone to serve on the Archbishop's Council, but also to serve as Chair of the Mission and Public Affairs Council. On this occasion, the Archbishop Canterbury and I decided that we wish to place particular emphasis on mission aspect of the role, though we are also looking for a clear aptitude for picking up and running the public affairs aspect of it. The Archbishop Canterbury and I, and those who advised us on the appointment, believe that Mark Sheard's varied and interesting career provide what we are looking for, and we're fortunate to have secured someone with Mark's skills, experience, and deep Christian commitment for membership of the councils of the Archbishop's Council. Mark's commitment to Christian witness in the United Kingdom are beyond through his voluntary work, is evidence of his commitment to mission. His professional career has been focused on working with organizations to help them communicate and engage with the wider world, both in terms of public affairs and messaging. We will now benefit from that experience. Mark also has the experience of chairing and governance that actually required of that particular role. So as we continue through a period of significant change and development, his knowledge and wisdom will be invaluable resource. So I commend the motion standing in my name.
Thank you, Archbishop. This item is now open for debate, if you wish to speak. Thank you.
Tim Hine, 247 Bartham Wells. Thank you, Archbishop. And I want to say how pleased I am that Mark Sheard is being proposed. But it might be helpful for Synod to realise why we are going through this process. Back in 1999, during my first sessions on Synod, I was aware of the fact that we were being presented with six names, none of whom we had met, and I have not met Mark Sheard, so that's interesting, to be invited to be members of the Archbishop's Council, with precious little paperwork, with precious little background information about any of the six candidates. And as a result of a motion that I put at that time, the Archbishop's Council agreed that they would present to us a good process and a good amount of information about each of the candidates that were being proposed. And so I would like to thank the Archbishop's Council for the fact that they have kept faith with that, and hope that you realise that this is an important process that we're going through. Thank you.
I see no one standing. Archbishop, you have the right of reply to that.
Amen.
Always a man of prayer. So now I put to Synod the motion that the appointment of Mr. Mark Sheard as a member of the Archbishop's Council for a term ending on the 14th of February 2022 be approved. All those in favour, please. Thank you. Any against? That is clearly carried. Thank you very much. That ends this item of business.